He was perhaps an unlikely tour guide, and an even more unlikely person to be recognized by cheering crowds at a large football stadium. Perhaps that's what endeared Easter Heathman to so many. It was his enjoyment of meeting people and sharing part of his unique link to history that brought people here to Kansas. We head to his hometown on this edition of The American Countryside. Don't miss out on our amazing trip to Brazil this January 29th through February 7th. You'll stay in great hotels, meals included, plus see places like Rio just ahead of the Olympic Games. We'll head out to the farms and ranches of the Mato Grosso, see top sights, and do it for an amazing price with the strong dollar in Brazil. The fully guided tours are the perfect opportunity to relax and explore. Time will soon be running out, so call today to reserve your spot at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR, or see my latest brochure at AmericanCountryside.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. In the 1930s, air travel was still a very new thing, especially in rural areas.
Mom and my mother-in-law have said when the planes went over, they got to go out of the schoolhouse and wave at the plane. You know, that was a big deal.
Sue Ann Brown shares the story from the family farm near Bizarre, Kansas. Her father, Easter Heathman, was witness to the wreckage of TWA Flight 599 that crashed near here on March 31, 1931. 8 people lost their lives, including legendary Notre Dame football coach Newt Rockne. Easter was just a teenager at the time, but as the decades passed, he often served as the tour guide for those who ventured here and wanted to see the memorial erected at the site in a remote pasture.
The Cornelius family in Texas owns the land. After they bought it and built a house up there, they kept the gate locked, but gave Dad the combination to the lock, and so he was the go-to person to take people up there.
Her dad passed in 2008, but people continue to make their way here, now some 8-plus decades later. She continues the tradition of having those visitors sign her father's registry.
Dad has kept a book that he's had all his visitors sign. Every state and 2 countries have been there.
The plaque outside the Notre Dame football stadium in South Bend recognizes her father for hosting so many Notre Dame alums, remembering the famous coach at the crash site in the Flint Hills. Today, it's Sue Ann that carries on the tradition.
Yeah, I think he was training me. Or his grandsons. He was actually in hopes that I or his grandsons would continue on.
Look for our American Countryside article about Sue Ann's family and the monument in an upcoming issue of Farm Journal magazine. Traveling the countryside near Bizarre, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.